This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Good Book Company, publisher of God and the Transgender Debate by Andrew T. Walker, a book to help Christians navigate one of the greatest cultural discussions of our day. Visit www.thegoodbook.com for more. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Russell Moore, Kevin DeYoung, and Micah Edmondson on the question of whether the term evangelical is worth keeping.
I want to ask you guys a question about a term. Before we get to the actual question, I want to ask a different question. Russ, are you an evangelical Christian?
Well, it depends on who's asking me the question. What I want to know is, what does someone mean when he or she says evangelical? In the same way, I've had people say, are you a fundamentalist before? Mm. And it depends on what they think of as fundamentalist. So if they're thinking of it in the J. Gresham Machen, the fundamentals of the faith, well, yes. Most people, though, have some other association mm-hmm. when they say that, and they mean a whole list of potential things. I think the same thing's true in almost every context. I would say yes, but I would also want to say, well, what do you mean when you say evangelical? And sometimes people have a really skewed sort of idea of what an evangelical is. So you have to then define what a Christian is, define what the gospel
That's right.
is, define
That's
what
right.
evangelical is. So
normally, yes.
Normally, yes, but you can kind of tell whether you need to have more conversation.
Right.
You know?
Micah, are you an evangelical Christian? Do you use that term?
Okay, great question. So I'm actually completely, I think, the reverse of Dr. Moore. Normally, no, but occasionally, yes. Normally, I don't refer to myself as an evangelical. I refer to myself as a Presbyterian mm-hmm. and an African.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen.
A few things.
All right. Yeah, normally, I refer to myself as a Presbyterian. And insofar as people are referring to sort of the historic sense of folks that come out of the Protestant Reformation, then I identify as an evangelical in that historic sense. But you know, since then, there have been some political identifications with evangelicalism that would not necessarily apply to me because I come out of the African-American church tradition. So that's how I would answer that.
So we're talking about, is the term evangelical worth using, worth keeping? So I want to follow up on that. So in African-American tradition, typically would those pastors, those churches not have used that term? Or is it just more recently that has taken on so much baggage that it doesn't seem helpful?
I don't think they would have thought of themselves that way. I think they would have thought of themselves as Bible believers or Christians or whatever particular denomination they were associated with. That term itself, I don't think is widely used amongst African-American
okay.
Christians. So, yeah.
And I think that's true sort of across the board. Usually, if someone asks me the evangelical question, it's almost always a secular journalist or academic or something else. Most people in real life will typically say, I'm a Christian, I belong to whatever church, and then kind of talk about their experience and what it is
right.
that they believe. But not many people, in my experience, actually use that term, at least at the beginning.
So, Russ, as you interact with secular people and Washington and all sorts of folks, and what are the sort of misunderstandings that lead you to feel like I really need to explain this, or I'm not sure I want to own the category?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One of them is I think sometimes when people on the outside think of evangelical, they think of whatever TV evangelist
yeah.
that they happen to be familiar with. So sometimes people haven't really even thought about evangelicalism since the evangelist scandals of the 80s, I guess, or the aftermath of that. So that's part of it. Or they think of some health and wealth, prosperity gospel sort of preacher. And I mean, that's actually more true overseas.
Mm-hmm.
When someone talks about evangelicalism, I really have to come in and define out that. But the majority of the time, it's a political identity first. And so what people mean by that is, and there are many journalists who just assume that what evangelicals do all day is wait for the Iowa caucuses every 4 years. And you know, you come in and say, most evangelical Christians actually, that part of their lives, wherever they are on the political spectrum, is a small part of who they are. And there's a much bigger picture there.
Yeah, it does have a lot to do with our context, doesn't it, our background. I mean, growing up in a mainline denomination, I think I often use that term because it was sort of set us apart. We're the good guys. We're the people who believe in the Bible, who believe Jesus is the only way. Mm-hmm. And so I find my friends by, are you an evangelical? Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're in a different context, it means something different. So Micah, what advice would you give to a pastor who's watching this? Could be any church member, but think of a pastor who's saying, should I retain this title? Should I refer to my church that way, evangelical? And would your counsel be different depending on white, black, Asian? What sort of counsel would you give?
Great question. I think that Dr. Moore here mentioned earlier, I think we want to use that word and qualify it, right? So we want to say, I think that you could use the term insofar as you really point out the theological distinctives of what it means to be an evangelical, right? So I think it's helpful in that sense. Even amongst African Americans, if you were to say, well, what I mean by this term is this,
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there are many people that would say, oh, well, if that's the case, then I'm an evangelical as well, you know. But oftentimes, again, it's often associated with its political identification now. And so, you know, that's the way it is with language, right? Language, mm-hmm. it depending on the context that you use it, it takes on sort of different shades of meaning. And, you know, it could be useful. It could do more harm than good. You know, if you come into a situation in which people think of evangelicalism primarily in terms of the political identity, then you may not want to use that at all, right? Mm-hmm. In some ways, it's sort of similar to the term Calvinist, right? Depending on where you go, there are some folks that think, I don't want that, you know, or even Reformed. There's some folks, that makes me feel uncomfortable. And so in those circumstances, I don't lead with that, you know, because it's the term itself does more harm than good.
Well, and I think in both of those cases, it largely depends on how much somebody knows about those terms.
Yeah,
right.
And so the more that they do, the more likely I would be to use shorthand and say I'm evangelical or or Calvinist or whatever. But if people don't, they can just be importing all sorts of ideas that you don't.
It's not worth dying on some of those hills with the labels that may have important history.
Yeah.
An important identity, mm-hmm. but it really the question is, does the term in this context help me to promote and defend the evangel?
Absolutely.
And a lot of times what that requires is kind of laying out what we believe. We believe the Bible's completely true. We believe that people have to be born again. The whole list of what it means to be gospel Christians. And you can do that really quickly with someone, even when you're using shorthand.
So, however we sort this out, and people may, depending on their context, have to do it differently. The key is, let's make sure in whatever labels we're using or using for others, that we're gospel people,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting the gospel out, and our labels are serving to that end, mm-hmm. not detracting from it.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.
Support for the Gospel Coalition comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.